Hello, this is Jesse Deluxe. You're listening to KillRadio.org with the John Daly Show, standing room only. Bah, 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 bah.
Jesse Deluxe here in the studio. Hey, how you doing?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Glad you can join us. And you brought Elvis with you. That's good.
Yeah, he likes to travel with me sometimes.
I feel like he travels with us all, really.
He does.
A little bit of Elvis. A little bit of fried peanut butter and banana sandwich in all of us.
A little bacon.
A little bacon. Is that what's in the famous sandwich? Is
it? I think so.
Oh, it's peanut butter and bacon?
Peanut butter, banana, bacon. And I think, I don't know.
How else would you make a sandwich, really?
Yeah. Don't forget the honey. Yeah.
What are your other choices? You are Jesse Deluxe.
I am Jesse Deluxe.
You're from Jesse Deluxe. You're part of Jesse Deluxe. And Jesse Deluxe is part of you. Yeah. So let's rap about that.
It's a great thing.
Why don't you tell me about you?
Well, no.
All right, I have some real questions for you here. Let me flip through the book, the question book. Okay, standard band
That's a
questions.
Big book.
Okay. I know, it's huge. It's so big you can't even see it. That's how big it is.
Jeez.
It's enormous. I'm going to hit you with the hard questions right off the bat.
Great.
Like Jesse Deluxe? Okay.
Yeah.
Now you were born with that name, right? Isn't that your birth name?
Definitely.
Yeah?
I came out and they said, holy moly, it's Jesse Deluxe.
Pass the guacamole. It's
born
Jesse
with
Deluxe.
With a guitar in a hand. That's me.
That must have been very uncomfortable for your mother. That is an old joke, but you know what? I couldn't stop it. It came out before I could even think about it.
Oh.
How did you come up with the name Jesse Deluxe?
Well, a long time ago.
I'm sorry, you're out of time.
Thanks
for being on the show.
Hey.
See you next week, everybody.
But I'm Jesse Deluxe. No.
what's the story? What's the real scoop?
The scoop is, a long time ago, I was just playing around with a drum machine, and I was, being a ham in front of my friends, and singing some French a little bit, and then all of a sudden I said, "Je m'appelle Jesse Deluxe," and everyone loved it, and it just stuck. And they're like, "Oh, Jesse Deluxe is so good."
And you're very popular in Paris.
Oui, oui.
Yes.
They love me. I love them.
They love you in France. They've got their freedom fries over there. Everybody's happy.
They have great cheese.
They do. They do. In France, you're actually born with cheese, which is very different from America, where you can be born with musical instruments. So.
They're poor moms.
It's tough. Yeah. I won't even, you know, I have all these jokes about smelly cheeses on the...
Yeah, there too, but we should probably like, you know,
this show is really for the kids, so we should make it...
We'll tone it down a little
bit. We'll tone it down a little bit, but you are free to swear.
Okay.
Because that's healthy for children,
well,
so...
Well, fucking A.
We at Kill Radio promote that.
Great.
100%. Yes. On internet radio. The only place left in the world where you can swear other than the floor of Congress, apparently. So that's good. What can we go into a song? Let's go into a live song right away.
You're that type of guy, huh?
That's right, yeah. I'm a cheap song date. It's true.
Well, let's see here.
What are you thinking of playing for us?
Would you like a slow song or would you like a faster song?
Yes.
Faster?
Whichever. Whichever you want to play. We just heard a fast song, so we could really go either way at this point.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll go a little serious.
Okay.
But is there a trash can in here?
There it. Do you need to spit?
Uh-huh.
How did I know that? Ladies and gentlemen, she's got to spit before she sings.
Just kidding.
There's a bucket. that's here, like spit. Now, there's a trash can somewhere. You know what? We clean this place up. We were in such a cleaning frenzy, we got rid of the trash cans.
That's all right. Who needs trash cans?
Trash cans are for quitters. Oh, there's one right behind you, actually. Your guitar case is...
It's too late. We'll just keep the gum on my
backpack.
Oh, God.
But if I look at it, I'm going to be upset. I'm just telling you.
Good.
It's going to upset me.
Mission accomplished.
Jesse Deluxe playing live on Kill Radio. Standing room only.
Can't get it out of my head. to end it.
They're coming for you.
Like it. Thank you very much.
They heard about the sandwich. They're not messing around. They know what's up. They know what's going on. So we heard the mysterious story of how you named yourself. When did you decide that was going to be the name of your band as well? Was it at the same time?
Pretty much that instant.
Really?
It was just born.
The whole thing. The whole Jesse Deluxe. I don't know what to call it.
The whole Jesse Deluxe experience?
The whole Jesse Deluxe experience gained a life of its own right then and there.
I mean, yeah. Pretty much, I've always been writing and singing and playing coffee houses or playing with different people and trying to step outside the box. But yeah, that's...
When did you form the band Jesse Deluxe? When did that...
The band Jesse Deluxe. I believe that was about 4 years ago. And I met Dave Jordan. Uh-huh. He's a producer. And pretty much he recorded a couple songs with me and my first drummer, Beth Rosanello. I think that's her last name. But she goes by Beth Gordon. She played in Scarling as well.
She has an alias.
Yes.
Because she's wanted by the law.
She's a great drummer.
I don't want to start any rumors, but she's wanted by the law.
Oh, yeah. Well, she plays the drums like a mother. That's for sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
I left that wide open. Well, she plays the drums like an outlaw.
Yeah, like an outlaw. Maybe she killed a couple people playing the drums. I don't know. She's a crazy drummer. She's great.
Yeah.
But, played with her for a while. And then went our separate ways. Now I play with John Barry Smith. Excellent drummer, and Brian Elliott, bass. He's the bass and guitar and keyboards, and actually engineered our first EP.
Which was what?
Which
and
was
when?
Which was, of course, Jesse Deluxe Volume 1.
Yes, Jesse Deluxe Volume 1.
Yes. Volume 2, soon to come out.
Volume 2, The Electric Boogaloo, coming to stores near you. I can just keep rhyming. Should I just do the whole rest of the show and rhyme?
Sure.
I'm out, actually. I'm out of rhymes. I'm sorry.
You let me down, John.
That was the end. That was it. I'm out of jokes, too. So we're going to be very serious from now on.
Okay.
So tell me very seriously.
Yes,
darling. Well, the first time I met your band, actually, was when you were playing at the benefit concert we had over there at the fabulous Safari Sam's
the
in Hollywood, California.
The fabulous benefit concert.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was a great time.
It was a good concert, actually. I had five good bands there. Yeah. So how did you get involved with that, actually? How did you get involved?
Top secret information.
Okay. Greased a few wheels, paid a few people off.
You know. Jesse Deluxe has other talents. No, okay.
Yeah, I've seen the website.
Actually, my family's listening, so hello. Hi, Mom and Dad.
Hi, Jesse's
Tanya and
Mom
Brandon,
and Dad.
Matthew, hi.
Hi, Tanya. Hi, Matthew.
Hi.
Matthew, I need that CD back. I'm serious, too. It's been like a month.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. My underwear, too.
You have other talents, too.
Yes, embarrassing myself on the radio is my number one talent. I'm very, very good at it.
You are very good.
So.
Underwear, sandwiches, where are we going next?
Underwear sandwiches. I think you just answered your own question right there.
Underwear and sandwiches taste so good to me. Underwear and sandwiches, it's a little bit nasty.
So you're able to do that? You're able to just improv some songs occasionally?
Yeah.
On occasion?
Whatever you need. You let me know.
Really?
Yeah.
So I could just come up with some topic, and you could probably sing a song about it.
Definitely.
I think we should save that for later on in the show. Maybe we can get some callers to call in with some suggestions.
That would be awesome.
213-252-0998 is the number to call.
Call.
213. See, it looks like I'm looking at a number, but
it's all in my head.
You're
really confusing me.
I know. 21. It's right there. 213. No, it's not there. 213-252-0998. It's the number to call here in the Kill Radio studio. It's up there somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to try and impress you.
Yeah, you were going to know it. You're gonna secretly know it.
Yeah.
You're going to know the secret number.
213. No.
It's only a secret because, a lot of people don't know it. That's why it's a secret.
Kind of like Jesse Deluxe.
Would you like to be a member of our secret Kill Radio Society? We'll take anyone as a member. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I'll take anyone as a fan.
It's a secret because, you know, not a lot of people know about us.
Yeah. It's cool like
we're
that.
Underground.
It's cool.
Yeah.
We're in Silver Lake. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the transmitter's in Silver Lake, but you flew all the way to New York to be on this show.
I know.
Which is great.
Thank you so much.
We're out
much,
of One Rockefeller Center.
Yeah.
Down in New York, New York.
Yeah, it's great here. I heard it's really hot in LA right now, so I'm really happy to be here.
I know. It's pretty warm in New York, too, but not nearly as warm as that.
Yeah, not as bad as our
Koreatown. Oh, man. So glad I'm not there. We have our operatives down on the ground there in Koreatown, and they call us every 5 minutes. We have this intern that calls us every 5 minutes with the temperature.
Uh-huh.
He has no idea he's not getting paid for it. He thinks he's, you know, he's working towards some great job. We're like, what are we going to get him to do? Let's just have him call with the temperature every 5 minutes.
Nice.
I think that job's going to be open soon. Oh, we have a caller!
Yay!
Thank God. I was out of shtick.
Come on, John.
Hey, standing room only. You're on the air. Who is this? Oh. Wait, hold on 1 second, Tanya. Hold on, because I'm having trouble getting you on the air, actually.
I can't hear shit.
Someone has messed with my special on-air super buttons.
Oh, no.
Maybe
you should put the phone in the microphone.
Okay,
maybe I'll sing a song about it.
Speak, Tanya. Oh, we can't hear you. Here, let me try to put you
I'm
up to
so
the microphone.
I'm so sad I can't hear Tanya.
Okay, so say something really loud.
Translating for Tanya will be myself, John Daly.
So okay.
What would you like to say to Jesse Deluxe?
She's saying you just gave her a shout out and you're her dog.
Yo, you're my dog. What's up, Brandy? Tanya, what's up?
All right, thanks for calling in. Hey, did you want to? Now I understand that Jesse Deluxe has a special talent. She can make a song out of anything. So do you want to suggest a topic for a song for her to create for you right here on the spot? Rooming with the Manson chicks in prison.
Oh, okay.
I think it has
but
a special
I don't
meaning.
I
want
to die.
anything else while we have you on the phone? She thinks you're the most talented female musician out there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And she wants you to make her a peanut butter and...
It's done.
Bacon sandwich. Oh, I think I'm making that up. I'm sorry.
Oh. She doesn't want an underwear sandwich?
Are you vegetarian, Tanya?
Hell no, she ain't. That girl eats meat.
you're anti-peanut. She's not a vegetarian. She's anti-peanut butter is what she just told me. Okay. Thanks for calling in, Tanya. Okay, bye-bye. You have fans, girl. Are you gonna make a song
yep,
for Tanya?
I'm getting ready.
Fantastic.
All right.
On the spot. No
On
rehearsal.
The spot.
Prison is a bitch. There's so many things
That's my song. It wasn't very good, but you know.
It's fantastic. It was so good. My microphone wasn't even on. That's how good it was. I don't stop talking for anybody, but that song was good.
Okay.
That was some good music.
All right. Tony, that was for you.
It was really serious, though. I thought it was going to be more comical.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh.
You wanted to be funnier? I mean...
No, it was really funny. So I was sitting over here laughing.
You want it crazier?
Well!
Yeah. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh my god,
it doesn't get crazier than this. There you go. How's that?
Fantastic.
No, we ain't done. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
No, we ain't done. Yeah.
Throw some
prison is a motherfucking bitch. Yeah.
Throw some Hostess snowballs in there.
What?
Hostess snowballs.
Oh!
The delicious coconutty treat.
I'm all post what? Okay, that's my song.
Hostess
I'm done.
Snowballs.
I hope I've scared everyone.
I think you just increased our listenership by like at least quadrillion.
Another phone call!
Oh no, and I don't think we have the phone thing working.
Oh,
you know why the phone thing isn't working? The phone is not plugged into the board. That's
well,
why.
That could be a problem.
But we'll try again. Hey, this is Standing Room Only. Unfortunately, we can't put you live on the air, but I will relay your messages. Who is this? Marcello. Hey, thanks for calling in. And,
what's up?
What's up? That song scared Marcello.
Marcello, what now, would you like a song about?
Is that from a past prison experience? Is that why it scared you? No, it just scared him. Would you like something more fun, like something about unicorns eating kittens?
Don't say that. That's scary.
He's thinking about it. He's thinking about it.
Would you like a song about kitties?
He's thinking really, really intensely about it.
Yeah, this is your chance.
What about, like, kittens in prison?
No. How about kittens and
sunshine? He wants to know if you can make a song about someone named Chad Man. Now, I have a feeling you know this person, Jesse Deluxe.
Do I?
Do you know someone named Chad Man?
I don't know. Oh, maybe.
Chass Man.
Chad Man? I don't know.
I'm still wrong. What is it?
Chaz Man.
C-H-A-T, like a hanging chat?
Or like I shat? Or no, that would be an S.
Chapman?
He's a chatter? Chapman, you talk too much. You gotta make up your mind. I wanna sing a song about something here. Hey, Chapman, what's going on? Come on, pick something out of the air. Pick it out, your derriere.
There you go.
Come on.
This is a song just for you, my friend. Do you have anything else you wanna say to
Jessica
Lux?
I love you, Chapman.
No. Okay.
Goodbye.
All right. Thanks for calling in, my friends.
Bye. Have a nice time.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Did he say something bad?
Yeah, he mumbled something about Queens of the Stone Age and then hung up the phone. So I'm not sure what.
Oh well,
I'm not sure where he was going with that.
I like Queens of the Stone Age.
I think you knew this particular individual. I think maybe he was your stalker.
Oh, great.
Did you get a lot of stalkers?
Let's not talk about it.
being a rock chick and all?
No. Yeah, me. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's some crazy kids out there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you gotta put the smack down. It's all good.
Did they ever show up to your house and sneak, you know, break in when you're not there and change your underwear for theirs?
No, that never happened. But
good. I think they caught that guy. That's good. That makes that warms my heart.
Were you missing some underwear, John?
I could tell you some stories. Let me tell you, there's some drawers I just can't fit into. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
Mike, these aren't mine. Oh. These aren't even human. These are alligator drawers. So you were saying?
I'm still trying to figure out who Chapman is, but I don't know.
Yeah, or Chatman.
I don't know.
Like he's like one of those little.
It's a mystery.
Little
now.
Squares of paper that hung off those ballots that didn't get voted, and
I feel like the girl in Spider-Man. Like we kissed, and the mask was on, and I just don't know who he is.
Poor Chatman.
Chatman, reveal yourself.
Reveal yourself, Chatman.
Oh, it's Chatman.
You're so popular,
Chatman.
I really wish we had
the
phone working.
I know.
hey, standing room only, we want to put you on the air, but I'm going to have to relay your message instead. What can I say for you?
What do you have to say for yourself?
It's the same guy again. It's chat, man. Here, I'm going to let Jesse Deluxe hear what you're trying to say.
Yes. Hello. Hello. Hello.
This is exciting radio right here.
Hello.
It doesn't get any better than that.
I think he's in shock. He's not saying anything.
Are you holding the phone the right way?
Yeah. He hung up. Oh, my God. He hung up. Chat, man.
I think he's upset.
What happened?
Well, you know, they only give you 2 quarters in prison. So
this is like a really weird dream.
You can only make 2 calls. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do, callers. We're
going to... Oh, God. Chapman!
All right, last time, and then I'm going to try to fix the phone. Hey, what's up? Okay, well, let me relay your message here to our fine radio audience. What's your name? The Reverend Joseph is calling.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she knows who you are.
I don't. We never met.
Oh, okay. How do you know this rock and roll diva?
This is so crazy.
Aww. He knows you through a mutual friend.
Reverend Joseph.
And that mutual friend is classy music? Is that what you were going to say?
Reverend Joseph.
Totally rock and roll. Okay, you wanted to know if she could play a Johnny Cash song, correct?
Oh, shit.
Oh, you just blew her mind, my friend.
Well,
Before she tries that, any other messages for her before we hang up here? All right, great. Well, thanks for listening. Where are you calling from?
Reverend Joseph.
Fairfield, Iowa.
He's calling from Iowa.
The what University of Management?
Transcendental.
The Maharshi University of Management. Now, that sounds made up.
No, it's true. It's true.
Oh, okay.
We've
cool.
been MySpacing for...
Transcendental Meditators is what he just said.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, I'm going to try to prod her into playing this song for you, okay? All right. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Bye-bye. And while you play that song, I'm going to attempt to crawl under the table and fix the phone. So do you want to give it a shot? Do you want to try something? You don't know. Well, why don't you sing a song about Johnny Cash and not a Johnny Cash song?
Maybe I could sing...
like Johnny Cash.
I could sing Johnny Cash doing Nine Inch Nails, the Hurt song. Maybe I could do him doing...
There you go. Yeah.
I hurt myself today.
There you go.
To see if I still feel That's not very good. Anyways, Reverend Joseph.
Sing a song about Reverend Joseph.
Okay.
Oh, my microphone isn't even on. Sing a song about Reverend Joseph.
Actually, let me tell you about Reverend Joseph.
Go for it.
Reverend Joseph and I were supposed to meet because we were interested in meeting each other. And it just didn't work out. And it's been,
were
I think...
You were interested in meeting each other?
Yeah, we were interested in meeting each other. And it just didn't work out, and he moved away, and it's just sad, so sad. I fell in love with the Reverend. Sad, so sad. Never had a moment, but I know, yes I know, that one day we will be, while we're meditating, you such a great song. I'll write you a better song, but hey, thanks for calling. Yay!
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Oh, here. Let's try this. Let's try flipping the switch.
Flip the switch, man. Flip the switch.
And let's see if we can get our next caller on the line here. 213-252-0998. Operators are standing by.
Ring, ring.
And we're going to be doing a competition at the end of the show to win a dream date with Jesse Deluxe. And,
wow.
Which you, the winner, get to pay for.
Yes.
And
that's awesome.
Jesse gets to bring her own date of her choice. So it should be a pretty good contest, you know.
That's such a great idea.
And her own security in case you're, you know, a weirdo. Yeah. So.
And my Glock, you know.
And her Glock.
And my homie.
She's popping the Glock.
Yeah.
She's gonna pop the Glock on you.
Plop. Yeah.
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 Yeah. We could do this for the whole rest of the show. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. And no, we are not doing drugs.
And yes, we wish we were. What? where can we find your music?
You can find it on www.myspace.com/JesseDeluxe. And that is JesseDeluxe. Jesse Deluxe. Also, JesseDeluxe.com. That's where you can find it. Go there now.
Now, Jesse Deluxe sounds to me like, I mean, it's a great band name. It could also be a great name for...
Don't say it. What are you going to say?
Nothing.
All right, what?
Drum roll, please!
Well, don't sometimes you get confused? You go into like a fast food restaurant and you
order
Jesse Deluxe.
Said it!
What a bastard!
If I have to hear that one more time.
Oh, is that like really predictable?
I'm
going to
shove a Jesse Deluxe burger down your throat. No, I'm kidding. No, you know what? It's cool. Because, you know, you don't want to be regular. You don't want to be a regular hamburger. You want to be a deluxe.
You want to be the Jesse Deluxe.
If we're all hamburgers, I want to be a deluxe hamburger, okay? Is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah.
You're going to get the lettuce, the tomato, the pickle,
the
onions.
The bacon. The peanut butter.
Oh, I almost... That sounded like you were going somewhere else. The peanut butter. Whoa! Hey!
The what?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter and pickles. It's the lost food of the Americas. So.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you ever had fried pickles?
Oh,
Jesse
my God. They're so good.
Aren't they good?
They're so good.
Oh, I don't think anyone in the world has ever answered as positively as you have to that question. I'm always like, have you ever tried fried pickles? And people are like, what the hell is wrong with you?
John Daly, what's wrong with you? No, I love fried pickles.
Aren't they great?
So amazing.
The best thing is like a good spicy fried pickle.
Yeah.
And the pickle's a little bit spicy.
See, I love
Dip
food.
It in mayonnaise.
I love food. Yeah. Not big on mayonnaise. Mayonnaise kind of...
Really?
Yeah, like gag reflex thing, whatever. Yeah, mayonnaise.
They make it out of chickens. Did you know that? They should call it chicken mayonnaise.
Ew.
It's egg whites.
Yeah, I know. I'm not too big on the mayonnaise, but
they put
what?
Chickens into a machine and they squeeze them, and out comes the mayonnaise.
I like a good potato salad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a good slaw? You like a good slaw?
I like a good slaw.
Where are you from? Did you grow up in Los Angeles?
Actually, I was born in Long Beach, California.
Really?
LBC, like Calvin Broaddus.
That's like a different country over there.
Say
not
what?
Really.
No. Yeah, kind of. And then...
There's a good music scene there, actually.
Yeah, Long Beach is really cool. A lot of cool bands. Very lucky to...
A lot of bands come out of there, too.
Yeah. Quite a few. A lot of cool blues going on there, too. At least there was. And...
Did you live down by the water?
Down by the water in Sunset Beach. That's where I lived.
Okay, you did well with the pickle questions. Let me ask you this.
Uh-oh.
Growing up in Long Beach, do you remember there used to be, and I know this because I had friends who lived there for quite a few years. Years ago, before they built the pike down there by the ocean, when that was just like weird, like no man's land down there. There used to be right there on the water, there was this old kind of ramshackled building. And it was this really bizarre casino.
No, I don't remember that.
You were never in there?
No.
And you would never know it to drive by. You had to actually go into it to realize what it was. It was just like an unmarked building. It was like blue.
That's cool.
And you would go in there, and they had all these random games you could gamble on. And it was like you know the game where you shoot the squirt gun in the clown's mouth?
Yeah.
And like whoever blows up their balloon first wins. You could gamble on that.
Really?
And like skee ball. You could gamble on that.
God, they should have one of those in LA. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, it was great. And I'd go down, and there would always be like the weirdest characters hanging out there.
It's like going to Guitar Center or something.
Yeah. Like Guitar Center. Well, that's a gamble too. So it's a lot like Guitar Center. Yeah.
I used to work there, I know.
Really? This machine just came from Guitar Center.
Really?
This fantastic digital two-player
Stanton.
It's probably
been used by 10 other people, and you paid full price.
Yeah.
So sorry, Guitar Center.
I opened it up. I found cake in it. It was really weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a Lego.
Not the band, actual cake.
Yummy.
It was delicious. It was peanut butter cake.
Yummy. I'm going to buy you some peanut butter.
I think you should. It'll keep me from talking for a little while. You want to play a song? You want to play a real song for us?
A real song? What was the other song not real?
A real Jesse Deluxe song, an authentic Jesse Deluxe song.
Okay. Oh, you want me to play it? Or are you going to play
it? I can play it, sure.
Oh, you can play it?
I can play it right here on my. Bang, 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 bang. Maybe we should do a duet.
You want to do drums?
No.
Okay. Let's give him a real song.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. On the CD.
What?
All right. I'm just going to
play
a song.
Yeah.
You're spacing out on me.
There's just so much to do here. I have to sit and talk. It's very complicated. Jesse Deluxe Live. Standing room only.
The song goes out to Diamando Galas and the one. You take turns and cut me like you were a friend. No one seems to care.
Killed the mixer.
That was pretty crazy.
Wow. It's like it's tripping on the CD deck here.
Maybe there's a CD skipping.
Wow, that was really insane.
That was insane.
Well, please continue with your song.
Sure.
I'll just switch decks here. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah. Well, it must be nice to get, you know, a little rest in the middle of your song. A little time to relax and reflect on life. What has been your favorite place that you've ever played? Like, just the most interesting, like, coolest place you think you've played?
That's a hard one.
In the entire known galaxy.
The entire known galaxy, huh?
Except for New Jersey.
Well, you know, I must say, recently we played in San Francisco. I think last week we played Bottom of the Hill, and that was so much fun.
Oh, nice.
That was a great place. I like that place a lot. But top places, Knitting Factory Main Stage pretty much kicks butt. That place sounds really good.
Yeah.
And Love Playing the Scene. We'll be there, actually, next Sunday on the 9th.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, we go on last, so 11:30. And
do you have any other shows coming up?
Yeah, we're playing a really cool show September 29th at the Echo.
Okay.
Or the Echoplex.
The Echoplex. The Echoplex.
One of those. But
Plex.
That's going to be cool. It's with Sasquatch. They're a really cool band. Have you ever seen them?
I have not seen them. No.
Very, very cool.
Okay.
And
they all have actual furry feet, right? Is what I hear.
Yeah.
They take their shoes off and you're like, whoa.
Well, speaking of taking their shoes off, we're playing with Nudist Priests.
They're cool. They've been around for a while.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be their last show ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I should go to that. So where and when is that?
September 29th at the Echo or the Echoplex, not quite sure. And yeah, it'll be a good time.
Great, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about the Echo / Echoplex is you just go in one door and they direct you where to go.
Okay, so I've never seen the Echoplex.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we actually, we did a Kill Radio benefit there. A couple of months ago.
Cool.
And it's a nice venue. So you walk in the door and they either direct you straight ahead or downstairs into the cavernous underbelly of Los Angeles, where half rat, half human babies are crawling around.
Great.
On the stage. Yeah, so it's fun, you know.
Nice.
It's good. Mutant rat babies are always a big draw. So see a lot of
cool
people at that show.
Great.
Well, that's a conversation stopper.
Yeah. Mutant baby. Blah, blah.
Hey, let's see if the phone's working.
Did someone call?
No, no one called. I was just seeing if we could get a tone.
Hey, if you want to call.
But we can't.
If you want to call.
213-252-0998.
Call us now. We want to talk to you. Yeah.
Yeah, you've only got 10 minutes left to call, so...
That's all. I'm having so much fun.
I know.
I'm not even done yet. What?
An hour goes by so quickly.
Don, you have to have me back.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have you back. Now's the time to call in if you want to win the Dream Date contest.
Dream Date with
213-252-0998, and we may or may not actually have the Dream Date. So call at your own risk.
Yeah, I want to go on a date. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
I like to eat food.
Send in a photo and a psychological profile, and we'll consider it. We'll consider you for the contest.
Yeah, don't you love that when you get to send your resume in? Send your resume and a headshot.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man.
What kind of jobs are you applying for? I've never had that. Send a Polaroid of you in a bathtub.
Yeah.
And I have gotten that one, but yeah. I am a celebrity, so...
I can't believe we're almost done.
I know.
Jeez Louise.
Well, we'll go a little bit. We have another show that follows us, but we might be able to run into
it. Well, maybe you should play him a song
minutes.
Off the CD.
You want to play
like
another song off the CD?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to end with another song
off
the CD.
Okay, good, because you know that last song kind of got messed up.
I don't know what you're talking about. Through the magic of editing, that song is going to just be pushed straight together. It's going to go straight through. There's going to be no weird drum beats.
Okay, good.
It's going to be wonderful. Do you know any editors? Because I don't know how to do that.
I could probably.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, let's hear another song.
And
then I'll ask you a few more questions.
Another song.
Jesse Deluxe live on Standing Room Only.
Caliente mi amor. Nothing is forever. Nothing anymore. Count the islands in your sleep. We can wait forever. We can wait for weeks. I don't want to follow sheep.
right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We have a listener email here. Should I go ahead and read it? We have a question for you over the email.
Cool.
It says, when you become a rich and famous Hollywood music star and you build your rich and famous Hollywood music star pool, what shape will that pool be in? And then it says in parentheses, think mythical creatures. I think you could go any direction with that.
Mythical creatures.
What shape is your pool going to be in?
Well, I was going to say flying V, of course.
Right.
But it has to be creature.
It doesn't have to be a creature.
Maybe something, a combination of a buffalo and a cat.
Oh, a buffa cat.
Yay, buffa cat.
A catalo.
Buffa cat. I love my buffa cat.
And I've got a catalo. See, we should do a duet. Well, let me ask you a serious question here. Very, sure. Very serious.
Shoot.
Very intense. Oh, we're getting a lot of feedback off those monitor speakers. But that's not the question. The question is...
Yeah.
So we found out your favorite place to play. Have you ever played anywhere where you just had like a really weird or bizarre experience? Like, what's the weirdest thing that's happened to you on a show?
Well, let me get my book.
Oh, really?
Let me flip through here. Page 135.
Peanut butter. Interesting.
God, there's so many. Jeez. You know what? The craziest show. The absolute craziest show.
Yes.
Was in a laundry room.
I like it.
And below a house in Portland, Oregon. That was the craziest show.
Were you passing through or were you living there for some time?
We were passing through. Okay. Recently on tour. We were going to play a party.
Right. And
the party was
in... A laundry party.
Was in the laundry room, which was probably like, I don't know, 8x12 something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know what I was inhaling either. It was dust or mold or something, but...
Cats.
Yeah, it was really crazy. Brian had to squat the whole time he was playing. Yeah, it was pretty insane.
Wow.
And John looked like he was going to pass out afterwards because it was so hot down there. But it's crazy, but it was a good time.
How many, were there a lot of people down there? I mean, when people show up to this party?
Yeah, I mean, as many people as you can fit in.
Was anyone doing their laundry while you were playing?
No, that would have been cool.
That would be the ultimate.
Probably
would have
smelled better. That was cool. That's all right. We had tofu dogs and veggie skewers.
What else are you going to have at a show in a laundry room?
Yeah, really? And I got sick from the veggie skewers.
Yeah.
It made me really sick.
Because they were cooked in the...
it's just too much veggies.
They were cooked in the dryer.
So. I like veggies, but that was a lot of veggies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of ruined what I got going on there, but...
How are the acoustics in a laundry room performance?
What do you
think? Fellow musicians want to know. Were they fabulous? Were they fantastic?
They were so great. Unbelievable, yeah. Steve Albini just took over that place. It's so amazing. No.
I think you have a name for your next album. You can call it The Laundry Room.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
All the songs could be Mold, Clorox, whatever. What is on my guitar right now? What is that smell?
I love that game, What is on my guitar right now.
Yeah. There's a couple times where I'll take it out to play at a show, and I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, we used to play that at summer camp.
Yeah.
What is on my guitar right now?
Or if I take a cable out, and all of a sudden my hand's sticky, I'm like, oh, man, that's not cool. Not cool at all.
Oh.
But you know what I would like to tell the listeners?
Yes. Let's hear it.
That I love you.
Oh, that's nice.
And just want to say, really, like, we're going to get serious for a second because we got 2 minutes.
Yeah, we only have 2 minutes left, so go for it.
I love L.A.
Yeah.
I really do.
L.A. is pretty cool. I like it, too. I've moved back here twice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to cuss right now. I fucking love L.A. Every time I go on tour, you know, I love going on tour, but man, I love L.A. And all those haters out there, you just need to go back where it came from. No, that's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is that I love L.A. and... there's a lot of great bands in LA, and you know, just want to say thank you for all your support, for all the people who come out to the shows. Yeah. And thank you for having me on the show. And
well, thanks for being here. It's been a great show. It's been one of our best. So.
It's been a fun show. And, you know, it's just, it's important, I think, even for all the musicians out there. We just got to keep doing it, rocking. Don't let people stick you on money. That happens a lot, too. But you know,
I hear a lot of those stories, actually.
Yeah, it happens a lot. And we just got to keep playing the venues that treat us well. And yeah. You know, that's where we'll bring our peeps, but yeah.
I heard a story the other day about a venue, actually, real quick, where the owner of the venue came in and stopped the set while they were playing, while the band was playing, and in the middle of the set and told them to move their car because they were blocking him in.
That actually happened to me. I don't even know if I should say the place. I don't want to piss anyone off.
It's up to you.
It was on the Sunset Strip.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And,
did they have a mechanical bull?
No. I wish. No, but yeah, right. I'm up there. Everyone's ready. Everyone claps. Yeah. Here's Jesse Deluxe. I'm up there by myself, acoustic guitar. The freaking owner comes up and says, "You have to come down here. You didn't give us all your tickets that you were supposed to sell." And I was like, "Wait a minute. I didn't have that deal with you." And it was just so ridiculous. It was just crazy.
And you're right about to play.
Yeah. And, you know, I was... How old was I think I was like 17 or 18.
It blows my mind that people can even conceive of doing that. You know?
It's just wrong. And, you know, I was 17 or 18, naive.
Yeah.
And you just can't let...
Now you're 19 and you're really...
Yeah, I'm ready to kick ass, man. Like, I'm going back there.
Yeah.
Bat. No. But it's just important. Like, we have to... We're playing music, you know? And we're bringing people. And they're drinking their drinks. And
you
got to pay us something.
Yeah. Definitely. Any other last words?
Last words. I love all of you. And come to the show September 9th at the Scene at 11:30. But come before, because Armchair Martian, the guy from Drag the River, that's his new band or something.
Okay.
And a band called Fluff. They're reuniting. So it's supposed to be pretty good.
Not Fluff and Fold, which followed you in the laundromat.
Yeah, just Fluff.
Just Fluff.
And and September 29th at the Echo or Echoplex and Sasquatch Newest Priest. So hope to see you guys there and expect a lot of new music coming from Jesse Deluxe and the band.
All right. And once more, that MySpace is?
MySpace.com/Jesse Deluxe.
All right. And I'm going to let you decide, actually. Do you want to play something off the CD or do you want to take us out with something live? It's up to you.
Let's give him something on the CD.
Something on the CD? Okay, what do you want to play?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see here.
We have a whole field of options.
Let's do number 6. This one goes out to my sister in New York City.
All right.
Wrote this song a long time ago for her.
What's the song called?
I Tried to Warn You. I tried.
And it's off of Jesse Deluxe, Volume 1.
Thanks so much for everyone who called in as well.
Yeah.
And chat man, reveal yourself. Reveal yourself.
Thanks again for being on the show. It's been a great episode. And we'll have a brand new episode of Standing Room Only coming up next week. Good night, everybody.
Good night. I love you, X2Lex.
Tell you